59. We were here a week before last in Isaiah 59. We like to read six verses. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue have muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Again, Isaiah is speaking to the Lord's people here. Isaiah lived and faithfully served the Lord during a very trying and difficult time. As we've said, pointed out many times, he preached during the last years of the Northern Kingdom and following the fall of the Northern Kingdom of Israel. But he preaches to the Southern Kingdom of Judah, who were following the same destructive paths, engrossed in the same ruinous ways that led to the destruction of the Northern Kingdom of Israel. You see, the Northern Kingdom had ignored God for many, many, many years. They became saturated with human ideas, pagan philosophies, all the while turning a deaf ear to God's prophets, refusing to take the message of God seriously. And through the years, they just moved further and further from God, gradually just dismissing him from their thoughts and their lives, and of course would put other things in the place of God. They busied themselves in other pursuits, putting more esteem and interest in worldly things than the matters of God. And now the southern kingdom of Judah is engrossed and ensnared in the very same behaviors that led to the fall of their neighbor to the north. And the consequences were misery and desolation. And Isaiah comes and he tells them why things were the way they were. He tells them why the nation is in a crisis. He tells them why they lived in a state of confusion and chaos, and why things were not getting better. All through the book, he explains to them why, by setting their sin before them and the consequences of such. His message was their only hope was a return to the Lord. In verse 1 of our text, as we brought out last time we were in this chapter, it appears that there were some in trying to figure out why things were so bad, why conditions were getting worse rather than better. It appears that some were blaming God. And Isaiah assures them that God is not the problem. He assures them that there in verse 1. And then he declares what the problem is in verse 2. Your sins, your iniquities. The very thing he charged them with throughout the book. Isaiah then proceeds to give some details concerning their sins. We want to take the thought from verse 5, where there is a statement concerning one of the devastating consequences of continuance in sin. He says, they, talking about God's people, hatch crocodile eggs and weave the spider's web. Isaiah is saying your sinful ways has resulted in the hatching of cockatrice, venomous serpent eggs, and the weaving of spider webs. That's what we want to speak upon this morning. Hatched snake eggs and spider eggs and spider webs. Even if the message is a dud, it's a good title. Hatched snake eggs and weaved spider webs. I want to consider the language of that statement. It is a figurative statement. It is a proverbial way of speaking, by which Isaiah illustrates the seriousness and the gravity of their sins. He is saying your sinful ways are just like the hatching of viper eggs and the weaving of spiders' webs. With this language, Isaiah is telling them of the dangerous, injurious, deadly character of their sins. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. It's an illustration of the deadly poison and also the entangling power of sin. He's illustrating that their sinful purposes and practices bring destruction, not only upon themselves, but upon others as well. He is telling them that their sins were destructive to their own well-being, to their comfort, their joy, their satisfaction, their peace, their tranquility of mind. Isaiah is telling them that their sin and their sinful ways has filled their land with poisonous vipers, a variety of entanglements. And this is what continuance in sin does, whether it be an individual or whether it be a collective body as a nation. It's what sin does. He's telling them that by their continuance in rejecting God and His message, and their blatant transgression of God's law, and their continual moving further and further from God, matters getting worse. And the reason for all this is because the land is filled with poison. Vipers have been hatched, and spider webs are everywhere. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. Isaiah is telling them, due to their continuance in sin, matters are getting worse, and worse, because each sin, venomous eggs were being hatched, and spider webs were being weaved. He is saying that their sins continue to bring forth more danger, harm, and destruction. They hatch cockatrice, poisonous serpent eggs. He is saying they conceive evil as if they were snakes giving forth birth to more evil serpents. In other words, your one sin leads to another sin. One viper produces another viper. Now, these evil ways of the people may appear harmless, but they're not. Because Isaiah goes on to say, cockatrice eggs may appear to be eggs of creatures fit to eat. But it says, he that eateth of their eggs dieth. Because there's a poisonous viper in that egg. Isaiah is saying anyone who partakes of your sinful plans and practices, they too will be brought to ruin. And notice, and that is that egg, which is crushed, breaketh out into a viper. Person breaks open that egg, they're going to have breakfast. But they're not, because there's a poisonous viper. He also goes on to say in the context of Judah's sin that they weave the spider's web. Now, a spider's web is designed to entrap so that the spider can devour its prey with its toxin. Sin is entrapping. Sin is devouring. The spider's web in the context is spoken of for its thinness. In verse 6, it's contrasted with the more substantial garment. He's telling them that their sinful ways will all be brought to naught. Again, in the context of Judah's sin, they hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. Now, in light of this, consider Judah's sin. The book of Isaiah begins with an unveiling and a rebuke of Judah's rebellion against God. Chapter 1, verse 2. They have rebelled against me. That is, there was a striving and a contending against God. There was an uprising against God. There was a defiance of God, an aversion to God. He goes on to say that this was all in the face of His goodness, His love, His grace, His mercy, His long-suffering toward them. And in so doing, they hatch cockatrice eggs and weave spider's webs. In chapter 1 and verse 3, there is the charge of blatant ignorance and stupidity toward God. And a failure to think about God. A gross oblivion of God. And in so doing, they hatch cockatrice eggs and weave spider's webs. In chapter 1, verse 4, they are perverted people. Ah, sinful nation. A weighted down people, laden with iniquity. They are followers of sin, They are a seed of evildoers. That is, they've been produced by other evildoers, and they're producing evildoers. They're hatching cockatrice eggs. They are destroyers of themselves. They are corruptors, we read in Isaiah 1. They have renounced and turned away from the Lord. He says they have forsaken the Lord. And they have also provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. And they are gone away backward. And in so doing, they hatch cockatrice eggs and weave spiders' webs. When we go backward spiritually, that's what we're doing. We're hatching snake eggs and weaving spiders' webs. He goes on in chapter 5, and six times he says, "Woe unto them!" And each time he follows with an indictment of a particular sin. And then we come to this 59th chapter. And Isaiah once again gives details of Judah's sin and the consequences. In verse 3, he speaks of their sin. He says, "You have blood on your hands. And you lie with ease and regularity. And you speak that which is twisted. In doing so, they hatch cockatrice eggs, and they weave the spider's web." He proceeds in verse 4 to say, "None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth." Justice and truth were not concepts that they were interested in. And he goes on to say, "They trust in vanity. And in doing so, they hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web." He goes on to say, "They conceive, they give birth to mischief." And again, in doing so, they hatch cockatrice eggs and weave spider's webs. "They bring forth iniquity." Again, they hatch cockatrice eggs and weave spiders' webs. And you can follow it on down through Isaiah 59, as he gives detail of their sin. "But now the land is full of poisonous vipers and entangling webs. And the people continue to sin. And each time they do, they hatch another egg of a poisonous viper, and they weave another spider web." People are always wondering, why is my life such a mess? Well, for 20 years you've been hatching cockatrice eggs, and you've been weaving spider webs. What do you expect? What do you expect? Why is my family the way it is? Because you've been hatching snake eggs in your house for decades, and they bite. Sin is not harmless. Sin is not innocent. Things progressively grow worse and worse. And the people of Judah, for many, many years, hundreds of years, had been hatching cockatrice eggs and weaving the spider's web. And now, everywhere the people of Judah turned, there's a poisonous viper. There's the entanglements of sin. There's danger everywhere, creating great turmoil, causing great misery and affliction and suffering at every turn. The continual hatching of cockatrice eggs and the continual weaving of spider's web can only lead to a progressive degeneration. Can only lead to harm and destruction. So let's make application. There, of course, we're speaking here of a nation, the kingdom of Judah, God's people. So there is an application nationally. In our history, as a nation, Satan, the demons, the enemies, the haters, the despisers and deniers of God have engaged in a cultural war . Sadly, a war that God's people have not participated in. A cultural war, a revolution that stands in direct opposition to God and God's ways. And they have been and still are relentless. And they are determined in their all-out assault upon the United States of America. And during this time, all the cockatrice eggs that have been hatched and that are still being hatched, and the spider webs that have been weaved. You see, ours is a nation much like Judah. We too have disregarded and rejected God and His Word. God has, as we've said many times, been expelled from the schools. He's been dismissed from the courts. He's been evicted from culture. America has evicted God. And all the cockatrice eggs that have been hatched. People say, I don't understand what's going on. Do you realize for over 100 years, cockatrice eggs have been hatched every single day. And these poisonous vipers are everywhere. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave spiders' webs. And now, the government, the judicial system, the schools, marriages, families, homes, and churches are overrun with poisonous vipers and there are spider webs everywhere. You think of the cockatrice eggs that have been hatched and the spider webs that have been weaved by humanism, by secularism, by pluralism, by relativism, by intellectualism, by pragmatism, if it works, it's good, by materialism, atheism. You think of all the poisonous viper eggs that have been hatched from those things. You think of all the spider eggs or the snake eggs that have been hatched and spider webs that have been weaved by Hollywood and by pop culture. And you're children getting caught up in that, the consequences are not good. Snake eggs are being hatched in their lives. Hollywood, pop culture, parade around and exalt filth, an abomination. And you think of the cockatrice eggs that have been hatched. You think of the cockatrice eggs that have been hatched by self-esteem psychology. Oh, the poisonous vipers that have been released. You think of the cockatrice eggs that have been hatched by situational ethics that are being hatched by political correctness and that are being hatched in the name of tolerance, that are being hatched by a social gospel. Here we are in a society and culture where adultery and fornication are looked upon as meaningful relationships. And men and women go from one partner to another. And then they wonder, Why is my family like this? Because you have been hatching snake eggs for a long time and weaving spider webs. And your house is full of vipers. And there are spider webs everywhere. No one in their right mind wants to live in that environment. But therein lies the problem. People aren't in their right mind. You think the cockatrice eggs that have been hatched and the spider webs that have been weaved in homes across the United States. And here we are now in a society and culture where smut and obscenity are looked at upon as freedom of expression or adult entertainment. Sodomites, transgender, are applauded and revered. And if you do not join in the applause, because you're a hate monger. All the cockatrice eggs that have been hatched and that are being hatched right now. You think of the cockatrice eggs that have been hatched and weaved by the heresy and the blasphemy of the religious world. Churches today, I speak generally, churches today are faced with the results and they're trying to figure out what to do. They're faced with the results of repeated prayer salvation. Our churches are filled with lost people and they know it. All the cockatrice eggs that have been hatched by heresy. The forces of hell, of course, have mounted a massive, full-scale assault on biblical values, endeavoring to remove God from every aspect of life and replace that with the philosophies and the attitudes and the values and the pursuits of Satan's crowd. And cockatrice eggs are being hatched. And as a result, the deadly venom of the viper and the deadly entanglement of the spider web is everywhere we go. There's also an application to individuals, to each one of us. When we sin, we hatch cockatrice eggs. And we begin to weave spider's webs. When an individual rejects God, continually disregards God, continually dismisses God in their lives, and have very little room for God. And may I say that little room for God's getting smaller and smaller and smaller all the time. It started out by perhaps working on a Sunday. One Sunday won't hurt. Then it's two Sundays. Pretty soon it's a whole year. You see, the room for God just keeps getting smaller and smaller. Well, we're just going to take this one family vacation. And we'll not be in church. We're going to go to the lake today rather than be in church. We're just going to do it this one time. Oh, you poor fool. You're not going to just do it once. You're going to do it again and again and again. Because you're hatching cockatrice eggs. And then, pretty soon, you keep your children out of church. They become adults and they begin to do the same thing, and you're scratching your heads thinking, I don't know why they're like this. Wake up. Open your eyes. You hatch cockatrice eggs. They've been bitten by poisonous vipers. And they're doing the same thing. And then your grandchildren, their lives are filled with snake nests. This is everywhere. When we do not exercise faith in Christ, we sin. And we hatch cockatrice eggs. When we do not set our affections on things above, we sin, and we hatch cockatrice eggs. When we murmur and complain, we're hatching cockatrice eggs. When we have bitterness and anger in our hearts, we're hatching cockatrice eggs. Our hearts can become a spider, a snake's nest. So can the mind. When we do not wait upon the Lord, we just rush into everything, just do what we please. We hatch cockatrice eggs. When we're not close to God, we're hatching cockatrice eggs. In our homes, have some poisonous vipers in them. I got news for you. If I knew there was a poisonous snake in my house, I'm out of there. I don't like snakes. I'm gone. Our houses have poisonous snakes in them. They're there. And we coddle them. We play with them. Now, these people who handle snakes, they're not all there. Then they wonder why they got bit. Imagine that. Homes are filled with poisonous vipers. Spider webs everywhere. Sin is the hatching of cockatrice eggs and the weaving of the spider's web. And now we have the poison and the entanglements everywhere we go. This was the case in Isaiah's day, and yet he remained faithful to God. He was a beacon for God. And we're to do the same. We live in the land of deadly poison entanglements. Better watch where you walk. Might be a snake. Might get entangled in some spider web. Need to be careful. There's poison and entanglements everywhere. People say, well, I don't see much harm in such and such. You better look again. Better take a closer look. But the honest truth is, many don't want to take a closer look because they know what's there and they just don't want to admit it. Because they want to continue in their sin. We cannot be a people living in the land of vipers that are distracted, that are consumed and entangled in the affairs of daily life, so much so that we cannot worship the Lord. We must not be a people influenced by the godless philosophies and reasonings of the world. We must not be a people who have more attraction for recreation and entertainment than we do the Lord. We must not be a people turned aside by the wicked devices and the wiles of a world that has gone insane. We must not ever be a people that are content with just a form of godliness rather than actual substance. We must not be a people that are content with mere platitudes, religious platitudes, rather than having a vibrant relationship with the Lord. We must not be a people who have their conscience seared. Nothing can get in. People say, well, I don't feel convicted about it. If the Lord didn't want me to do it, it looks to me like He would convict me of it. Do you ever stop and think your conscience is so seared you wouldn't know conviction if it hit you smack in the face? There's a reason people can do wicked things and say, well, I don't feel bad about it. Conscience is seared. To fall into any of these things, we hatch cockatrice eggs and we weave spider webs. A couple of weeks ago, when we were in this chapter, we made the statement that parents need to learn how to say no to their children. Well, they'll cry. Give them something to cry about then. This modern day philosophy of raising children, you might as well just go and live in a snake nest because you're hatching one egg after another. It does not work. Well, how do you know that? Because it's against God's word. It's against God's word. Children need to hear the word no. You're not doing that. And you don't always have to explain to them why you said no. Just because I said so. I heard that all my life. I had enough sense not to ask why. Moms and dads are hatching a lot of cockatrice eggs all around us. They're being hatched. Poisonous vipers are everywhere. And common sense tells me that can't turn out good. That can't turn out well. And it's not going to. And it hasn't. And it's not. God help us. We that live in this day and age, that we would not be guilty of hatching cockatrice eggs. As we've said many times, as a church, we have to be so careful what door we might open. Because history tells us once that door is open, it's not likely to get shut. We better be careful what doors we might be opening. And someone said, well, I don't see what's wrong with doing such and such. There may not be anything wrong with it per se. But you better stop and think what door you might be opening down the road. Because people are going to take it as far as they can. That's human nature. Be careful. That's true of us as a church. That's true of us individually. It's true of our homes. Be careful what you let in. Because once you let it in, you're probably not letting it out. What a scary thought to hatch cockatrice eggs. What a scary thought. Yet it's done all the time. And walking through spider, I mean, that's annoying. To be walking and you're through spider webs, it's irritating. And the spider webs are everywhere. And life can become quite irritating. And as you're trying to make your way through the spider webs, down below are poisonous vipers. You need to be careful. Walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. Pray for one another that God would help us to be faithful to the one who saved our souls. Let people know when you see that they're hatching cockatrice eggs, do you realize what you're doing? Well, they're going to get mad. Yeah, they probably will. God help us. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song.